Today we are speaking about Sierra Omer and the fourth and fifth weeks, which are Netzach and Hod. We already spoke about Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, which are the first triad of the emotions. And now we're speaking about the first two of the second triad. The first triad are emotions only, our feelings and how we work on them. And the next three have to do with bringing those emotions forward. Interestingly enough, that what we're working on here in this 49-day period is that we are taking each of the character traits and inter-including them. That we're not using only Chesed or only Gevurah, only Tiferet, only Netzach, or only Hod, but we're doing Chesed of Gevurah, Hod of Tiferet. Each one, we're learning how to utilize them all together. And this ability to go beyond black and white, yes or no, to have a multifaceted human ability, is what makes us able to be mature and balanced. So this is what we're working here on here. Now, we are made in the image of God. These qualities, this chart of Sefirat HaOmer, is is the way that Hashem creates. And we are made in the image of God, so we have each of these qualities, as does Hashem. And we are meant to take them from being animalistic and natural in that sense, and to develop them so that they become godly. After the first qualities of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, when we learn how to go, how to give, and how to have boundaries, and how to do things in a beautiful way, in a beautiful, harmonious way, we come to a place where we feel that we need to bring these feelings into action in the world. And so the result of that is that the process that we are about to take, in a certain way, we take a stand emotionally to go forward. That's a little bit of a pun, because we said that Chesed is the right arm, Gevurah is the left arm, Tiferet is the torso, Netzach is the right leg, and Hod is the left leg. So in a sense, taking a stand means using both legs with which to go forward. So as we're making this decision, we need to kind of take a stand and go forward, we utilize both legs. So we are now working on, these are emotions, but they are emotions that have to do with moving things forward into implementation and action. So what is Netzach? Netzach means victory, eternity, action, making it happen. Netzach is when we have the determination to go forward so that we can implement what we need to do. So with this quality, we strengthen ourselves to go forward with a strength and a vigor. This is the right leg. So it's like right foot forward, that's Netzach. Now that we have figured out what we need to do, we're going to get ourselves on the right foot and start to move forward toward constructive action. Now this quality is under Chesed. Remember, Chesed is giving. So this quality also goes out and can affect other people to make things happen. Sometimes it can be competitive because this is victory. So I have to do it right, I have to do it in a way that's going to work, I have to make it happen. And sometimes what happens is that this strong giving can overpower. Remember that even the quality of Chesed, of giving, if you just give in such a pure way that's unlimited, without being integrated with the other qualities, it could overpower somebody else. Say, yes, yes, whatever you want, yes, 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 let me give to you as much as you want. That could ultimately be overpowering. So here we can see that Netzach can also be overpowering. Now, we said that each of these qualities also has an inner experience. Remember we said that chesed, the inner quality of chesed, is love, ahava. And the inner experience of gevura, which is power and might, is yira, which is awe or fear, usually awe of God. Could also be fear. And of tiferet, which is beauty, that it's rachamim. Rachamim is mercy. So what is the inner quality, the inner experience of Netzach, which is rather interesting? It's bitachon, trust. Now this is a little bit counterintuitive, because bitachon, which is trust, really means trust in Hashem. So when a person wants to go forward to do something and be victorious, the way to bring this to a higher level is to go forward with trust in Hashem, not thinking I am so great, but to think I'm going to be victorious because Hashem is helping me. So what does that mean? That means that when we're going forward in such a situation, we trust that if this is something good to do, that Hashem is going to help me to do it, and he's going to give me the power and the ability to fulfill my desires. So I'm going to go ahead and do this because I know Hashem is going to help me with this. We could see in the Tanakh, there are times when Jews go to war knowing that this is a war that Hashem wants, and they know that Hashem is going to help them because this is a just war, so they have to do this. Now, looking at this quality, remember we said last time that when we are saying the prayer after the counting of the Omer, we're asking that whatever we have done in this particular sphera that we've done that hasn't been good, that it should be fixed, elevated, refined. Remember we said that in Sefirat HaOmer that we're meant to take our character trait and make it shine like a sapphire. So a person could say, well, going forward, what could be wrong with that? So let's understand some of the places where Netzach could have an aspect that is unrectified. Unrectified means natural. Natural in Torah isn't so great. Natural is what you start out with, but it doesn't have consciousness. So even a person who is, for example, a good person with a lot of chesed could be a really good person by nature. They always do good. They love every dog, they love every person, they love every leaf. I can relate to that. But when there is no discrimination and no consciousness, then what happens is that a person can give in the wrong places and not know when not to give, because it just becomes so unlimited. So each of us has to know how to get what's called a second nature. The second nature is where we take our nature and rectify it and make it conscious and consciously dedicated to God. And then what winds up happening is that good, sweet, kind person who was kind from childhood will and can become a good, kind person. But goodness and kindness being defined by Torah, they know where and how to give and where and how not to give based on what the Torah is guiding us to do and not do. So in this sense of Netzach, which is going forward, let's look at a few kinds of situations where it might need to be fixed. One is that Netzach could, a person with Netzach could be quarrelsome. Quarrelsome. He could just say, look, I'm going to make this happen and I'm going to do it and this is how I want to do it and you're not cooperating and you better be, go with me because I need to do this. So, and somebody else is saying, I'm not sure, I think we discuss it, let's discuss it. The other person said, no, I already thought about it, it's what I want to do. So you could see that that is an unbalanced, unrectified netzach, because it shouldn't be like that. What is another way that a person could have an unrectified netzach? In a certain way, by doing the opposite of the quality, which is not being active in winning a battle. So a person who is supposed to be victorious, because netzach means victory, a person who could be victorious is not being active enough because the quality of Netzach in them is not being utilized properly. So they kind of give up or lose or don't think that it could be done. So these are qualities that need to be fixed. Now we said that the inner quality of Netzach is trust. Now ideally this should be trust in God. So how could it be that a person could have bitachon, which is trust, that is not rectified yet? So one kind of trust would be that a person has exaggerated confidence because he trusts himself. You know, I can do anything. And as soon as we hear this I, it's a lot of ego and it's not a balanced character. I can do it. I know I can do it. I can do it. I can trust myself. I have a great self-image and all that I stuff. That is unbalanced or unrectified. Or the opposite, lack of self-confidence. This is too hard to do. I can't do it. I'm sure I can't do it. This isn't about the I. That's the point. If action needs to be taken, then Netzach means make it go forward, trusting that God is going to help you. So knowing that you can do what you are here to do because God is supporting you in that. So you can hear the humility in it and the simple trust, which helps us to go forward. So what does it look like when we have a healthy netzach? So a person here makes a realistic plan for achieving success. We've already gone through thinking about it, going through the emotions, and trying to come to a successful, appropriate way of doing it. What's interesting is that Netzach and Hod are called the right leg and the left leg, and they're also called the right kidney and the left kidney. And in this Kabbalistic understanding, kidneys means advisors. So what does that mean? That just, so your kidney is obviously on top of your leg, above the leg. So what does that mean? That what happens is that first you go to the kidney, which the kidneys, as we said, are the counselors, and they give you kind of a moral view, a vision, a resolve. You know, like, let's say, for example, a simple example, you feel like you know, your heart, you love your mother or your child or somebody that you're close to, and you say, you know, oh, it's so sad we live so far away. I love this person. I would love to call. I'd love to call more often. I'd like to get together more often. Okay. In Gevurah, you could say, but I work and I'm so busy and it's so hard to find the time to do this. Okay. In Tiferet, you come to a beautiful conclusion. Well, you know, we're not in the same time zone. I can't do it all these times, but there has to be a plan. Where I find, maybe I could ask them what's a good time for me to call, and then we can figure out a way to make this happen. Okay, good. So now we have this beautiful, harmonious plan that there are going to be calls. But to say it's a plan, in Tiferet, it's still a feeling. In Netzach, it starts to become a plan. So in Netzach, what happens is that, you know, the resolve gets stronger. There's a vision. How often should we speak to each other? You know, what is going to keep the relationship going properly? How often do we need to make this happen? And then what happens is, as a result of that, we come to this realistic plan that we're going to go forward with. Then we trust that Hashem is going to support this action. And a healthy person is able to overcome the obstacles that show up in this. So if you've agreed to Skype on Sunday and your Skype isn't working, you're going to figure something out. You'll call, you'll go on your friend, your neighbor's Skype, you'll think of something. In other words, the plan doesn't stop there. The plan keeps going because you trust that Hashem wants you to go forward with this. So you overcome these obstacles. That's hope. That's Netzach. Now, on the same, just like Chesed and Gevurah are on the same line across from each other, right and left, Netzach and Hod are on the same line as each other. So we have these two triads, Chesed on the right, Gevurah on the left, and Tiferet, which is in the center and lower. And then under that, Netzach on the right, Hod on the left, and then Gevurah, and then Yesod furthermore. We'll talk about Yesod and Malchut next time. So now we have Hod. Now this is very interesting. Hod is a different quality, a completely different quality than Netzach, except that they work together a lot more than, for example, Chesed and Gevurah. Chesed and Gevurah feel like opposites, but just like the right hand could do something then different than the left hand, you know, I can hold a telephone and drink tea with two hands. They're doing completely two different things. Netzach and Hod don't really work that way because Netzach and Hod are the two legs. So when you want to go somewhere, you really need to use both legs. As a matter of fact, both legs work in tandem. So the two kidneys, the two legs work together to get you further. So we are going to talk about Hod now, but I also want to talk about how Netzach and Hod work together because they help each other. They're kind of like a couple in a certain way where one supports the other. Okay. So what is Hod? The word Hod means majesty, splendor, radiance. Now, obviously, we're talking about God's majesty, splendor, and radiance. And Hod means submission and awe in the face of that majesty, splendor, or radiance. Remember that we said that Netzach is under Chesed. So the ability to go forward and make things happen is under the quality of giving and expansiveness and going out. That kind of makes sense. Love of God. The quality of Hod is under Gevurah, under might, awe, fear, feeling small in the face of God. So the quality under that, it makes sense that there should be submission and awe in the face of God's majesty, splendor, and radiance.
Hod is under which one?
Under Gevurah. Okay. So now, what is Hod doing? Hod, interestingly enough, is supportive of the determination of Netzach. And it's the power to persevere. In Hod, we are helping Netzach to go forward and persevere. So Hod, so you know, this is very interesting. Hod is empathetic and encouraging, to the quality of Netzach. Let's say that in Netzach a person has a life goal. They come up with something. After all that I thought about it and felt about it, it's clear to me that I must something. And I have to go forward and make this happen, and I believe Hashem is going to help me do it because I think it's really important. Hod is the one that's going to be supportive of that quality, and devoted to helping this happen. Now, how does that work? Let's say, for example, somebody decides to do more exercise. This is a Netzach kind of, I'm going to do more exercise, I'm going to be out there 3 times a week, I'm going to make this happen. Okay, what happens if it's a stormy day and you don't go? You feel like you don't want to leave the house on these days. You're just not going to do it. Hod will say to Netzach, because Netzach now is kind of a little stuck here. Hod will say, that's okay. You can make it up another day. It's not a problem. Keep going. You're doing fine. This was an unreasonable today to go out. You're doing great. It's a good decision. It will be much more reasonable to take another day instead of this one. So Hod is empathetic. It's encouraging. It's just, it's like a feminine to a masculine being encouraging. So it keeps that commitment going. Now, on the physical level, when the right foot goes forward, what is it standing on? The left leg. So the left leg is, the right leg is moving forward, and the left leg is keeping the steady, stable where you are to support your going further to the next new level. Now I have to say that there's something interesting about this, because the obvious question would be, well, we don't always go forward with the right leg, unless that's the way I used to ice skate, but never mind about that. We're supposed to go forward with the right leg, and then we're supposed to go forward with the left leg. So you could say, well, how do we do this? And the answer is that in a healthy relationship, the right and the left go back and forth. In other words, when you are saying, I need to tell you what I want to do, I'm taking the Netzach position, and you are listening. Oh, that's an interesting idea, says Hod. How are you planning to do that? And Netzach says, well, this is what I want to do. And Hod says, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think it's a great idea, and I think you could do it. Okay. But then at a certain point, the conversation switches. And the other person is the one that says, you know, I want to tell you about... And the other one listens. So like it's like the Hod becomes the Netzach and the Netzach becomes the Hod. They go back and forth in a good relationship because they are in tandem. That's actually sometimes in an undeveloped Netzach and in an undeveloped Hod, which by the way, we all are working on each of these qualities, so you should think that anybody of this has this totally down, because every year we work on higher and higher levels of it. If the Netzach is too overpowering, then it's like going forward on the right leg all the time, that the left one, the Hod, doesn't get its chance to be strong in its idea. So what has to happen is, in a certain way, they have to take turns. But nevertheless, each has its own quality. So the Netzach, the one on the left, could act as a Netzach with the right acting as a Hod. But really, it's the quality of Netzach is on the right in general, and the quality of Hod is on the left. Okay, now, as you understand, this steadying of Hod means that in a certain way, it's balancing the forward movement of Netzach by being compliant. In other words, the left leg just stays, that foot stays on this step, so the right foot can lift itself up and swing itself forward to the next step. So that left leg is kind of being the solid, steady, supportive, compliant, I'm going to let you express yourself. Now, what it's doing is really holding itself back so that the other person can assert their own individuality. Now, you could see how this is really good quality, but we'll also talk about what needs to be fixed in this quality. But before we do that, as we said that the inner quality of Netzach is bitachon, what is the inner quality of Hod? And the inner quality of Hod is simplicity, temimut. I'm going to talk a little bit later more about temimut and the good qualities of temimut, which are really very, very strong and amazing. But to put it simply, to put the quality of simplicity simply first, what that is that there is, that a person has a simplicity, which means no deception, knowing that everything is for the good, not playing games, being committed to God and what God wants, being given over to whatever here is seen as right, and having that ability to just not make it about me. These are Hod qualities. And the way that this is expressed, it's interesting that these are the temimut qualities of Hod. But the word Hod, it's interesting that when we say in the morning, the first words that we say in our prayer book is Modeh Ani Lefanecha. The first word means acknowledging. I'm acknowledging that I'm before you, God, who has given my soul back to me with great faith. So the first word that we say is acknowledging. We're acknowledging to God that we recognize that he has just given us our soul back into our body. The word hod is, the root is modeh, which means acknowledging, but it's also todah, which is thank you. So the way of this person is to say thank you, to be grateful. To be grateful, to acknowledge, and to recognize everything as a gift from God. A person who has the quality of Hod is able to recognize everything as a gift from God. Now, how do we fix these qualities? How could we fix Hod? What could be a problem in Hod? For one thing, a person could have possibly like a slave mentality, that they just feel like they have to do it. They have to bear it. They don't want to bear it, you know, holding that left leg while the right leg swings forward. They don't know where to be grateful. They just feel they're stuck in a situation they don't want to be in. The opposite of that could be that instead of feeling grateful, a person could feel, it's coming to me, and feel entitled. Sure, thank you, like it's about time you gave that to me. Like that's the wrong kind of thank you. That's not a real gratitude. I should be having this after all. Also with the sincerity, a person could become enslaved to bad habits because they put up with things a lot. The quality of Hod is, you know, Netzach is going forward and you are being supportive. So sometimes the person who's being supportive could be supportive to bad habits in themselves, like eating too much. Oh, it's okay, you could have it. Oh, it's okay. You know, that kind of supportive. It's okay. It's all right. Could get a person into very bad habits because it could be that it's really not all right. And what a person should do is be strong enough to say no. Sometimes a person with this quality could feel like a know-it-all. Like, it's just totally clear to me, I get it. Or, on the opposite, giving up. That a person could just give up and feel, it's too complicated. Now, remember the quality of simplicity. So just don't know what to do, so they give up. How does a person work with this quality? So a healthy hod is a person that even in misfortune, they could see what God is really giving them and see the good. So they're able to thank for the good. Now that does not mean that they think everything is okay. Get the difference? It's not saying everything is okay, whatever, as they say. That's not it. But looking for what is really the good and thanking for that. Or if a person has made a mistake, they're able to admit that they've made a mistake. Being able to admit that you've made a mistake gives the ability to do the right thing after that. Because, well, this wasn't such a good idea. I said yes to this for a long time, but that wasn't such a good idea. So I, taking responsibility, think I have not done the right thing here. What could I do differently? Or sometimes in the face of an obstacle that is not so changeable, that in this quality a person can accept it because this is what Hashem gave them, and then learn to look for the good in that. In other words, to, in a healthy way, not to fight against something that you can't change, not to know the difference, but to handle it in a way of then looking for the good and looking for what a person can do. Now, these two really are a team and need to work together. So we said that Chesed is represented by Avraham, Yitzhak is Gevurah, and Yaakov is Tiferet. Netzach is Moshe, Moses, and Hod is Aaron. Now we see that Moshe and Aaron are a team. Moshe has the clarity, the forcefulness. He's going forward. Whatever God wants, that's what he's going to do. And Aaron is willing to give in for the sake of supportiveness. Whatever it is that Moshe needs Aaron to do, that's what he's going to do. And it's very interesting. We know that the stories of how they handle things is also different. Because Moshe was saying, Moshe very much represents God's truth. This is what God said. That's that. Because Moshe sees it in the most amazing prophecy that ever happened or ever will happen. So he, in this face-to-face, God, if God says it, that's it. Aaron, a famous story about Aaron is that it says that Aaron would run to make peace. So what happened with Aaron is an example is that if a couple were arguing with each other and he wasn't speaking to her and she wasn't speaking to him, that he would go to the man and say, "Oh, yeah, I saw your wife and she looks so sad. Is everything okay? She said she feels really bad about what she said." Now, conversation did not happen. And the man said, "Really? She feels so bad? She feels so sad? Oh." And then he'd go to the woman and say, "I saw your husband, and he feels so bad that there was an argument, and he feels really sorry about that." And she said, "Really? He does?" And then what would happen would be that the man and the woman would each go to the other one, thinking that the other one regretted the argument, and they would run to each other with love and make up. Of course, at some point, each one would say, "That was so nice of you to send the message with Aaron," and they'd go, "What? I thought you sent the what? And they would find out that Aaron, in his love of peace and being supportive, would figure out how to be supportive of what was real. In other words, the argument wasn't the real thing. The real thing is the love of the couple. The argument was just some kind of passing glitch. And so he looked for how to be supportive, how to find the good, how to help each other, help each of these two people kind of hold back their netzach aggressiveness to find their place where they could admit that they had done the wrong thing. Of course, what happened in this conversation between the couple is even after they spoke to Aaron, one would say, but you know, I really shouldn't have started that argument. And the other one said, and I shouldn't have jumped at you when you said that. And so what Aaron did in this was he helped people to come to their own hod and to come to their own acknowledgement and their gratitude. And then they would appreciate that they were together. And it says that after Aaron passed away, the whole community mourned even longer than when Moshe passed away. Because everyone experienced Aaron going out of his way with love for each of the people, trying to help them fix and support and do what they needed to do. So Moshe was the strong, let's go for it, let's do it right with clarity. And Aaron was saying, how can I be supportive? How can I help you to do better? Okay, so you see, though, that each one can't really work by itself. It needs the other one. To be able to go forward, you need support. And also the supportive one has to support action that it believes in. So these are really the workings of Netzach and Hod. And when we'll speak next time, we'll speak about how these two are able to go forward into actually moving forward into action, which happens in Yesod. So you can see that these two opposites have to work together and be supportive of each other. So may we have a pure and strong rectified Netzach and a pure and simple, real, acknowledging, grateful Hod.